Next question. How are the standards and exceptions for corporate exercise determined? The standards for corporate exercise are pretty much determined by myself and the team of staff that are out there helping us lead corporate. Corporate exercise is a pretty tame exercise regimen. It is, we'll do 25 or 30 jumping jacks. We'll do some push-ups. We'll do some sit-ups. We typically will run early on. We'll run a quarter of a mile, or we'll run walk a mile. We'll build up. The most the interns run in a year at corporate exercise is probably 4 or 5 miles. Even though they do run a 10K that's longer than that, they never really run that at corporate exercise. My qualifications to help determine what is safe at corporate exercise, I ask a lot of questions. I do a lot of research. I read a lot of periodicals. I have been selected as the coach of the year for track and field in a secular athletic league prior to coming to Team Mania. I've got a background in exercise. Next question. Have medical professionals determined that the exceptions for corporate exercise are reasonable and safe? The expectations, rather, are reasonable and safe. If so, can you give us the names of the doctors? No, I can't give you the names of the doctors. I have not taken the regimen, 25 jumping jacks, 20 push-ups, and a mile, to a doctor and said, hey, do you think this is reasonable and safe? I have had lots of doctors who have come to corporate exercise, and they have all seemed to believe that it is reasonable and safe. So I don't really know what this person is looking for in this question, other than, again, I mean, at some point you have to trust that doing the pretty minimally impacting exercise that we're doing is safe. If